Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
It's all about the love of Jesus. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett, and I'm joining you live today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day's journey, and the Lord has allowed us to see another day. And I'm hoping that you are just as glad as I am that God allowed us to see another day, that he loadeth us daily with benefits. And forget not his benefits. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changeth not. He is, he was, and he is to come. Jesus Christ, the soon and coming King. I'm just glad about it. It's all about the love of Jesus. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Where would we be? Where would you be if it had not been for Jesus Christ? Jesus is the author and finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. And what about you today? He says he is the first and the last, and he is to come, the soon and coming King. When I hear that song, it's all about the love of Jesus. I think about love, a love relationship. And a lot of times we don't love the Lord like we should. We love man. We love woman. We love things. But we don't love Jesus Christ like we ought to, because Jesus, he first loved us. And we need to think about whence cometh our help, and our help cometh from Jesus Christ the Lord. All about the love of Jesus, because we know that Jesus and God, they're all one. God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, it's one. And Jesus is the living Word. And Jesus tells us in his Word in John 6:35 that he is the bread of life. Amen. And he says, anyone that cometh unto him shall not hunger, and anyone that believeth on him shall never thirst again. Hallelujah, because he is the living Word, the bread of life. And Jesus Christ and God the Father, they are one. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. He is a mother to the motherless. Amen. He's a friend to the friendless. And that's when you think about having a friend, Jesus says he calls us friends. Jesus, he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Even in a love relationship, a woman and a man married, or just any kind of relationship that you may, a loving relationship that you may be in, people will forsake you. People will leave you. People will turn their backs on you. People will betray you. But Jesus said in his Word, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He says, lo, I'm with you even to the end of the world. And that's the good news of Jesus Christ, because he first loved us. Amen. God is love. And Jesus tells his disciples, he tells us in his Word that we'll know his disciples, who the disciples are, that they have love one for another. Amen. Because God is love. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come lifting your name on high. We thank you, Father God, for dying on the cross, for shedding your blood, for the remission of our sins and the sins of the world. We thank you for another day's journey. We thank you for the Word, the bread of life, Father, you being the living Word. Feed us, Father, until we want no more. Quench our thirst, Father, as we hunger and thirst after righteousness' sake. Bless us indeed, Father. Enlarge our territory. Let your anointing continue to remove burdens and destroy yokes of bondage off our life. Cover us in the blood of Jesus now and forevermore. Keep us in your care. And, Father God, always allow us to be the apple of your eye. In the most precious and mighty name of Jesus, we ask and pray. Amen. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Jesus, the living Word. It's all about the love of Jesus. It's nobody but Jesus. There's a new single out by Pastor Armando Adams, Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Nobody, not one person. Jesus, he is a wonder. And Jesus, he's the author, not only the author and finisher of our faith, but he is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and he is the host of hosts. Amen. He is our helper. He is our teacher. He's our healer. He's our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jesus is everything that we need him to be. Amen. And our scripture that we are focusing on today is John 6:35, that he is the bread of life. We think about bread, being hungry and thirsting after righteousness' sake. And Jesus said, you know, he's that manna that will fill our bellies. And that's that bread, that spiritual bread. And then that spiritual drink, hallelujah, hallelujah, drinking from the fountain of life freely. And he said, if we just come unto him, he said that we would no longer hunger. And if we were to believe on him, he said we'd never thirst again. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is, that's God. He's God. And his miracles and his wonders to perform. He's so great and awesome and mighty. And he is strong in battle. And the Lord told us in his word, too, that the battle is not ours. It is his. Because he will fight for you. He will be anything and everything that you need him to be. Because he's God. And he's by God all by himself. He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need my help. He just wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. And he will direct our path. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by him. Amen. So he wants us to be able to hunger and thirst after him, and he'll fill us, amen, with that spiritual food, that manna, that bread on high. And when we think about food, it nourishes us, it's nourishment, it's food for our soul, amen, to make us whole. Jesus said in his word that he would, that we would prosper and be in health as our soul prosper, and our soul is what our will and our mind and our emotions. And Jesus wants to feed us with the bread from on high, where we can think on those things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, and that are a good report. Because now we're being filled with the bread of life, the living word, and we are filled with his precious gift of the Holy Ghost and the evidence of speaking in tongues. And when we have that baptism in Jesus' name, then we have that access to the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And he says everything else, once we seek after him, it'll be added unto him, us, added daily. So whatever we desire, if we seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added, because he wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct our path, because he's Lord and he's King. And he wants us to bow down and worship him in the spirit and acknowledge him for who he is and what he is to us. And if you don't have that spiritual nourishment, then you will be weary in well-doing. Jesus doesn't want us to be weary in well-doing. He says in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. So we need the living word. We need to read the word of God, because Jesus is the word of God. Amen. And in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. Amen. And it dwelt among us. Hallelujah. He dwelt in the flesh. Jesus came in the form of flesh, and then he died, and then he rose again with all power. He ascended into heaven and is seated now at the right hand of God the Father. And he's still, hallelujah, making intercession for us. Glory be to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And he's still sitting high and looking low. And he's watching over us. And he's looking, and he's looking, and he's seeing, and he's noticing who's for him and who's against him. Because Jesus says he's more than the world that's against us. And all we have to do is just acknowledge him, sup with him. He'll sup with us. He said, if any man let him in, he stands at the door and knocks, then he'll come in and sup with us. You know, when we talk about the bread of heaven, the manna, and feeding us till we want no more, he says, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. Hallelujah. if we just allow him into our life. He will sup with us. He says, I will come unto you. And he says, I will sup with you. Come unto the table where the feast of the Lord is going on. There's so much going on in this world today. If you would watch the news every day, all day, you would get depressed. But Jesus didn't call. He didn't come that we might be depressed. He didn't come that we may be stressed. He called or suppressed or oppressed. He came that we may have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And that's where that spiritual nourishment comes from, that spiritual drink. Well, we don't even have to drink any wine or liquor. We can drink of that new wine, hallelujah, and we can be filled with that spiritual drink, hallelujah, and we can be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, we won't have a desire to drink. We won't have a desire to smoke. We won't have that lust in our spirit because we're walking in the spirit so that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Jesus is a wonder in my soul. And I'm telling you, the scripture tells us to forget not his benefits, how he loadeth us daily with benefits. Amen. Things that we take for granted. There are people that are homeless, do not have a roof over our head. How we have a roof over our head, and people don't have food on their table. We have food on our table. Some people don't have a car to drive. There's so many things that we take for granted that Jesus loads us daily with benefits. It's not until Jesus allows those things to be removed from our life that we realize just how blessed we are and the benefits that we have. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody's not in their right mind. And somebody is not even going to make it throughout the day because the doctors have given them up to die. But Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest for your weary soul. Jesus said his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Amen. He tells us, remember, that the battle's not ours. It's his, right? So he'll fight for us. He'll be more. He says we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that strengthens us because he gives us the victory. He gives us that power to tread on serpents, the power to lay hands on the sick and they recover. The power to lay hands on them that are dead and spiritually dead and that they can rise again and live in the name of Jesus Christ. We're starting a series that Glory Reveals on faith. Your faith, that Jesus told the woman, your faith have made you whole. So faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So be it unto you. It's according unto your faith. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, he says we can move mountains. So if you don't have faith, you have unbelief, Jesus has to ask for it. Help thou and say, Lord, help thou my unbelief to believe on Jesus Christ, the solid rock we stand. Amen. And to know that he is everything that we need him to be. He wants us to just love on him like the songwriter said, it's all about the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus wants us to love him and honor him and to worship him for who he is. And he will be able to manifest himself in us and in our spirit. And people will see the love of God dwelling richly in us. And they can see the change because of his Holy Spirit. That's why it's called holy. It's set apart. It's just like we are meat for the master's use. Holy means it's not, it's separated, sacred, and it's separated. It's specially consecrated just for God. And as instruments of his peace, we have to be holy. And holiness without no man shall see the Lord. God wants us to consecrate ourselves. He wants us to be able to humble ourselves. And he'll exalt us in due season. Jesus was a servant. He didn't come to be served. He came to serve. And so you can look at people's ministry and determine where they are. Do they have a servanthood, a servant spirit? Jesus did not come to be served. He wants us to be able to serve one another, amen, to be helpers of one another, because this is what the love of Jesus is all about. Jesus even tells us in his word, he became poor that we might become rich. And he had nothing but possessed all things. Amen. And that's what we have. We can have everything, possess all things, yet we can have nothing, literally nothing, because that's a supernatural God, that Jesus is supernatural. And these are supernatural things that God can do for us in our life. It's not natural. It's beyond the natural. That's why it's supernatural. Amen. And it's divine, because Jesus, he is divine. Hallelujah. His glory is being revealed in the earth. Today, you see many people in the world, they're lost. They're losing their lives, and they're not giving their life to Jesus Christ. They're friends with the world. And Jesus tells us that friends with the world is enmity with God. We can't be friends with the world and friends with God. Amen. If you're a friend of God, then the world is going to hate you. Jesus said they hated him first. Amen. So count it all joy when men revile you and persecute you. This is great for righteousness' sake, for great is your reward in heaven, because Jesus has a master plan and a purpose for your life on this earth. And Jesus says everything under this earth is vanity. Amen. It's vanity. He says, but to eat, drink, and be merry. And Jesus is the living word. He is the bread of life. Hallelujah. The bread of heaven. Amen. Amen. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I hear people telling others that their mother is their rock and their brother is their rock. No, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. And Jesus, he wants us to lean totally and depend on him. He wants us to always just be zealous for him and just always know that it's all about him. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus, glorifying him, because he's the creator of the heavens and the earth, the maker of the universe. If we look up, we can see Jesus. When we look in the clouds, we see his creation. Jesus is awesome. He's a wonder. And Jesus left us here to do great works. He says greater works that we would do than he. And Jesus has called us for such a time as this, to be living epistles read of all men, to work while it's day, because night is coming. And no man will be able to work. Jesus wants us to let our light shine that others might see our good works and glorify him which is in heaven. And ask the question, what must I do to be saved in a weary land? He says, tells us to not be weary in well-doing. But this is, we're living in perilous times where men just have no conscience. Their conscience, the Bible said, is seared with a hot iron. People are very selfish today. People are very, they are just all about the love of themselves. You know, look at me. I'm on Facebook. I'm doing a selfie. And, you know, watch me. But Jesus wants us to put the spotlight on him. Amen. Amen. Put the spotlight on the creator of the heavens and the earth. He wants us to shine, and that others can see and say, hey, what? Well, they'll see us glow, the light of God in us, to glorify the Father which is in heaven. Jesus is the Father of lights. Amen. He's our Father which art in heaven, but he's also the Father of light. And the Bible tells us, what fellowship does light have with darkness? It doesn't have any fellowship. You can't be in the dark and be in the light. You are a light that's on, that cannot be hid. Amen. Remember the gospel of Jesus Christ. is the good news. And remember, if the gospel be hid to them, if it's hid, it's hid to them that are lost. So we want to be able to tell of the goodness of Jesus. We want to let others know that if they come unto him, they will no longer hunger. If they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as John 6:35 tells them, that they will never thirst again. But you have to have that desire and that willingness to want to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. We don't have to worry about anything because Jesus said he would supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Isn't that amazing? That's supernatural. He says according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. Joseph, Jesus took Joseph from the pit to the palace. Hallelujah. Yes, and Jesus can do it for you. Jesus is the great I am. He is the Messiah. He is the King of Kings. He is everything to me. And he, I hope, is everything to you. And he, any area of your life that you are lacking and you know that God is calling you to come up higher, whether it's in your prayer life, in your reading of the word, whether it's doing for others and witnessing, being an effective witness for him, ask the Lord to help you, to lead and guide you, to order your steps. Amen? Because we want to be found faithful, as faithful stewards. Amen? As dear children and his beloved, that he can depend on us and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So when our time has come, he'll say, enter now into the joy of the Lord. So Jesus is the living word, the bread of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The bread of life. Amen. And just think, if we don't have that spiritual nourishment, we will be weary. We will become weary. We will faint if we don't have that spiritual drink. Amen. That and drink from that spiritual rock. Hallelujah. And that's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is awesome. When you think about the goodness of Jesus, he's not only he's everything. He's a healer. Amen. A healer. Hallelujah. He is the bread of life. Yeah. And he is also a spiritual strength. And when we think of all those different things that God is and who he is and what he stands for and what he can be if you have not allowed him to be in your life, it's amazing. It will transcend your very intellect. Because Jesus says, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So we're not on that same level as Jesus Christ. We're trying to enter in into, you know, the straight gate. Amen? And we want to be with Jesus. So this is a walk. This is a faith walk. But he wants us to clean ourselves up. He wants us to lean and totally depend on him because he's our Father. And our Father in heaven, who is just standing by, just waiting for us to just say, cry out and hold our arms up to him. Abba, Father, carry me. Pick me up just like a child raises their arms to their dad when their dad comes home and they say, yay, and they throw their arms up. Abba, Father, they're crying out. They want the love of their Father. And Jesus wants us to reach up, throw our hands up, and ask him to pick us up. He'll carry you. Hallelujah. He'll carry a load. Hallelujah. He'll carry all of your burdens if we just come unto him. That's all he asks. And to lean not on our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he'll direct our paths. He'll give us wisdom, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and he'll give us knowledge if you ask for it. He'll give you that, the know-how, what to do, when to do it, and in the name of Jesus Christ, because God is all-knowing. He's omniscient, and he's all-powerful. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. That's Jesus Christ, our Lord. So it's all about the love of Jesus and what he is and who he came to this earth for, to us, so that we might live again and have that right to the tree of life. So be not weary in well-doing. Jesus is still sitting high, and he's still looking low. He's waiting on us to just be obedient, to do what he's called us to do, to trust and obey. And he wants us to just be totally dependent on him, to not even understand what he made, the plans that he has for us, but it's not for us. He says not to lean on our own understanding. Amen. He doesn't want us to lean on our understanding. He says, because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. So feast on the bread of life, the word of God, the living word, Jesus Christ, John 6:35. He is the bread of life. Hallelujah. And he will give you eternal life and everlasting life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If only you believe and repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. He come, as he says unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he'll give you rest. He'll give you rest for your soul. Continue to believe God. Continue to trust God. Continue to obey God. And watch God work. And watch God move in your life. Jesus is awesome. I love him. And I thank and praise God for him. Because Jesus, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he changes lives. So thank you so much, Mom, and my Aunt Jean and Cleveland, for tuning in. Today we're at a new time. Now we're on at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central on Saturdays. So Jesus is still God, and he's Lord of Lords. And he wants us to just trust him and wait. He says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage, he says, because he's overcome the world, and that, and we may overcome also. So continue to pray for those who have lost loved ones and who are sick with COVID. There are a lot of families that still are struggling with that disease, and people are on their sick bed. So continue to pray for people that God will heal and bring about miraculous healing in a lot of people's lives that's going through the COVID, and their families, and those that have lost loved ones, in Jesus' name. So be encouraged and be blessed, and we'll see you next Saturday again, 4 p.m. Central Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless you.